Hi there. Thanks for joining me here on Conversations for Yoga Teachers. I'm your host, Karen Fabian, the founder of Bare Bones Yoga and the creator of the Momentum Magic Method, the way to become a confident teacher, one who effortlessly walks around the room, shares clear cues, easily builds sequences, and speaks from her heart, sharing authentically with her students. On the podcast, you'll hear anatomy lessons, stories from teachers, interviews with others in the field, and a dose of personal growth, because having a strong, healthy mindset is such an important piece of being a confident teacher. In addition to the podcast, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Bare Bones Yoga for daily videos. And you'll also see a new link on both of my profiles, my Stan Store link, a literal vending machine for you to select how you best want to be supported as a teacher. There you'll find links to the podcast, free resources, and other ways I can help you be the best teacher you can be. And don't forget, every single week, in addition to recording you a new episode of this show, I also teach yoga classes and free workshops specifically for yoga teachers. The only way to get your invite is to be on my mailing list. You can do that simply by going to my website, barebonesyoga.com, and down at the bottom, entering your email in the box. Here we go with today's show. Hi there. Welcome to Conversations for Yoga Teachers. I'm your host, Karen Fabian, and this is episode 291. I am recording this on April 11th, 2024. You are going to hear this on or after April 15th, 2024, which happens to be the Boston Marathon Day, I believe. Yeah, it's Marathon Monday, which I live in Boston. I've lived in Boston for 30 some odd years. It is such an exciting day around here. And when this episode comes out on Monday, I probably won't listen to it right away because I'll be sucked up in the festivities. I actually am also being interviewed on someone's podcast next week, and I'm super excited to be able to share that with you once it goes live. So I want to share with you, I mean, this has been kind of a crazy 10 days for me, because I had on March 29th, a video of mine go viral, and it has just catapulted my exposure to other yoga teachers, the number of interactions I'm having with other yoga teachers, the amount of feedback I'm getting from other people, just all of it, and the number of DMs I'm getting, all of it. And I've never experienced this kind of thing before. And it's definitely taken a certain level of nervous system awareness so that when I go to my phone and I open up my Instagram, I'm not immediately triggered by all the activity. Because some of the activity has not been, I guess what you could say, positive, because people have come at me in the comments to this one video I did about teaching without notes and how helpful it can be to yoga teachers to teach without notes. And unfortunately, because I was so fired up when I made that video, and you never have any idea what video of yours is going to go viral, my passion is being misconstrued as being judgmental. And, you know, everybody sees the world through their own lens. And of course, we know that as yoga teachers, that, you know, we can go in and teach a class and feel really good about what we did, and someone could leave class and could complain to the manager, or we could teach a class and feel like it really wasn't that good, and someone can come up to us afterwards and say that was an amazing class. So we always have to think about feedback we get on social media as being framed through the lens of the person who's saying it. And so there's no right or wrong. It's just all coming from people's different perspectives. And the bottom line is, I'm so glad that all these conversations I'm having are happening, because it's allowing me to get the word out to more and more yoga teachers, to say to them, you know, so much of what you're seeing out there, my friend, isn't how it has to be. And honestly, I've been waiting for years for this kind of opportunity to get that kind of messaging out to as many yoga teachers as possible. And so I'm really glad that that video went viral, and a whole bunch of other videos I've done after that have gone viral. And I have just completely dove deep into doing Instagram lives every day, posts every day, reels every day. I was already doing that, but now I'm really going all in on it because I'm leveraging this increased exposure to get to more people. So if you haven't been on my Instagram in a while, I mean, if anything, go to the Instagram just to watch the lives because I am literally doing mini workshops every single day. And it's just free content. It's free workshops. It's free learning. It's free education. And if you like my stuff, if you like my style, if you like the way I look at things, if you like learning from me, you're going to get so much opportunity to do that right on my Instagram page. Now, the other thing that I did, in large part because I wanted to come up with a way, now that I'm talking to more teachers and more teachers are saying, Karen, I love what you're saying. I want to learn how to do the walk and talk. I want to learn how to teach without notes. I can't believe I found you on Instagram and you're speaking my language. You're saying, like, I don't need to teach with notes. You're saying I can teach the same sequence all the time, like, mind blown. So literally last Friday, so a week ago tomorrow, I spent the entire day creating a course. And I wanted it to be a course that was speaking directly to the things that people were DMing me about over the past 10 days. And I wanted it to be easy for people to buy right on Instagram. So when you go to my Instagram, on my profile, you're going to see my Stan Store link. It's been there for a couple months, but now there's a new thing on there, the Yoga Teacher Confidence Course. And this course is going to walk you through in a number of videos. It's a blueprint of steps to help you be more confident. It's an entry-level mini course. It is not a huge investment. It is not a huge amount of your time. It is going to get you moving in the right direction. And so I wanted to price it in a way that would be super easy for you to literally just buy in the middle of scrolling through Instagram. So I discounted it from $114 to $104. So it's a little over $100, $4 more. And believe me, if you're the kind of person who's ready to feel more confident, that's a no-brainer option. That's like two sweatshirts. So go to my Instagram. If this is resonating with you, just get that Yoga Teacher Confidence Course. When you get it, I am going to support you. So it's not like you're just buying something and you're never going to hear from me. I'm going to reach out to you. I'm going to find out what's going on with you. If you have questions along the way, I'm going to help you. This is a no-brainer option. Okay, so that's the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing is I'm back on track with doing weekly yoga classes and weekly workshops. I sort of was never off track, but I did stop doing the class part for the past 2 weeks because things got a little crazy. But I am back on track with offering weekly workshops and yoga classes. But the only way to find out about those is to be on my mailing list. So go to my Instagram, download the sequence building template that's right off that Stan Store link, and you'll be on the mailing list. If you don't want to go to Instagram to do it, go to my website, and on the bottom of the page, you'll see the box to put your email into. My website's barebonesyoga.com. So the thing that I wanted to share with you today in the category of light bulb moments. If you're a listener of this show, you know that every week starting January of this year, I've been sharing light bulb moments. And these are meant to be realizations that teachers are having, teachers who are working with me in one of my programs. And I'm sharing these light bulb moments with you to show you proof, evidence of results that teachers get when they work with me. It's not a sales thing. It's dedicated to showing you what is possible. Like, I'm so fired up about this kind of thing because teachers will say, like, oh, well, I don't have the money to invest. That's okay. It just means you're not ready. Because a teacher who is ready to do what he or she wants to do, they don't worry about the money part. I spent $20,000 on an entrepreneurial program last year. I was ready to spend that money to build a better business so that I can reach more yoga teachers. And I love that I spent that money. I wasn't ready the year prior to do that. But when I heard of this program through a mutual coach, I knew I had to sign up. And so I signed up right away. So, you know, when you're ready, and that, I mean, obviously what I'm talking to you about is not $20,000, but the whole point of it is when you're ready, the next step will be totally clear. You'll be saying to yourself, I'm done trying to figure this out on my own. So I share these light bulb moments with you to show you what is possible. And believe me, it doesn't really have to do with me. It has to do with the person and the fire that gets lit underneath them when I have conversations with them, but it's up to them. I'm not force feeding anybody. I'm literally just being the spark to the flame. And then because they're ready and because I'm giving them support in a really specific, unique way that you don't get in hours-based training, my techniques and methods are different. That's why they're having these light bulb moments. It's like rubbing two sticks together and fire. So the light bulb moment this week happened for one of the yoga teachers in my It Factor training. And the It Factor training is a program I created about a month and a half ago. And I wanted something for yoga teachers that would help them pull that It Factor out of themselves. That quality of when you go to take a yoga class and you just feel like the teacher just has it going on. This teacher just knows what they're doing. They're walking around the room. You feel completely in great hands. You know that they know what they're talking about. The sequence is just flowing. Like, this teacher has the it factor. And so I wanted to create a four-step process to help you tap into that quality that you have. And so I created this four-week program, and it's a group program. So I have a bunch of yoga teachers on the Zoom call together over the course of these four sessions. We've done three of them. And one of the topics we were talking about was how to have a more empowered approach to sequencing and sequencing solutions that can help you feel more confident when you're teaching. And so between the second session and the third session, one of the yoga teachers in the program, she went out there and she experimented with just leaning into her go-to sequence. And when we got together on the call this week on Monday, she was able to share the light bulb moment she had. And it was so powerful to not only hear from her the impact and the results, but also to see the other teachers, like their eyes were lighting up. They were like, oh my God, I can see this is possible for me too. She described feeling so much more confident. She described not even worrying about that she was teaching the same sequence. She described letting go of that belief that her students were going to get bored. She in fact even said, I started to realize that the classes I take, the teachers are pretty much teaching the same thing. Why was I making this so complicated? And like, she was getting animated just like I am now. And like the other teachers on the Zoom call, they were like nodding their heads like, holy cow, like this is what I'm talking about. All that stuff that you're probably hearing is just not a fact. The stuff about your students are going to get bored. The stuff about you need to have... use an app to create your sequence and all that stuff. It's like, no, it can be so simple and you can get such powerful results. And I want you to see that when you're in that position, you've got so much more energy available to you to really connect with your students, to really be yourself, to tell a joke, to laugh, to tell a little story, to do all those things that when you go to a class and you leave and you're like, oh my God, that class was so great. It wasn't so great because of the sequence, twists and turns. It was so great because the teacher was 100% being themselves. And that's what you felt. And that's what you saw. And that's what you can do too. But you can't do it if you're running back to your notes or if you're running onto your yoga mat and doing the sequence with them. You just can't. You just cannot be there for them in the same energetic way. Or the same literal way of cueing and sequencing. So that was the light bulb moment. I'm just so fired up when I talk about this kind of thing. And you can still get a spot in this It Factor training. Don't be thrown by the talk of it's a group program and Zoom calls, and don't get in your head about schedule and everything. I'm recording everything. You could literally do this as a self-paced program versus doing it in the group live. And this group that I'm talking about now, they're done next week. So I'm going to do another live launch of the It Factor training. So you could get in on that one, or you could just do it completely on your own time, because I'm literally building this as a recorded course, as well as a live group training. So that's the light bulb moment. Okay, next. I always share a mindset minute, but this whole episode is going to be about mindset. So buckle up. So we're not going to do a mindset minute. What I'm going to do today, and this is inspired by one of my posts that went viral. And what really killed me about this, not in a bad way, but like what really blew my mind about this is I literally, inspired by conversations I was having with teachers where they were saying like, oh my God, I had no idea I didn't need to be doing that. I had no idea I didn't need to be like changing my sequence all the time or whatever it is. And I know embedded in that sort of aha moment for a teacher, what they're not saying and what is baked into that is this feeling of, I didn't think I was allowed to do it that way. And so when you frame it like that, what it really speaks to is needing permission. And I sort of feel like this concept of needing permission is kind of making its face through social media in a lot of different contexts these days, because you hear about that phrase needing permission quite a bit. And I never really heard that as a like energetic or thought process paradigm forever, any time. But now I hear about it a lot. I hear about it also in the context of like business coaches, and they have business programs and coaching programs and things like that. And what it really speaks to is if you're someone that believes as a yoga teacher that you can't do what you want to do because it's different than what other people are doing, or it's wrong, or it's against the grain, in the back of your mind, you might be thinking that you want to do something different, but it's not the way it's typically done. And you would need permission from somebody to do that. And when you really follow that path of logic down the path, it begs the question, well, who's going to give you permission? Like, there's nobody in charge of yoga. You can do whatever you want. And so I created this post one day, spurned on by a conversation I had with one of the teachers in the It Factor training. And I literally just wrote, you don't need anybody's permission to teach yoga the way you want to teach it. And I'm telling you, it's almost at 1500 likes. Every time I log into Instagram, more people are liking that. They're sharing it. I'm getting all these alerts on Instagram that my post is being shared. And that's all it said. And so this is like the most interesting market research for me, because that message resonated with teachers. And that tells me they are looking for permission, and or they're not looking for permission. And they're so glad that somebody is putting it out there and saying, I don't need permission. You're damn straight I don't. I can do whatever I want. Because in the doing whatever I want, it's not that crazy thing like, I'm going to do whatever I want. Come in, everybody. Let's do wheel right away. Jump out the windows. Do a handstand on one arm. Like, we're not talking about being careless. We're talking about owning what we're doing, being empowered, being confident, and not following along with what everybody's doing just because, quote, that's the way they say it needs to be done or it's been done. Like the people that come at me in the comments to my video and they're like, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with using notes. No, there's nothing wrong with using notes. The thing about the barometer for if there's something wrong is you, not me. It's you. If you're going into your class and you've got notes with you and you feel compelled to constantly run up to your yoga mat to look at your notes, I would think that would alert you that there might be a problem, right? Unless you enjoy teaching with notes at the front of the room and having that feeling of like, my mind's going to go blank if I don't look at my notes. Like, how can that be a positive thing? And I'm not saying this, if this is you, to upset you. I'm saying this to, again, like acknowledge that there is another way for you to teach if someone trains you how to do it, meaning teach without notes. And I can show you. Okay, so the topic for today, based off of that post where I just wrote, you don't need anyone's permission, and all these conversations I've had with teachers recently, I'm going to give you 8 examples of things that you don't need permission to do. Okay? You don't need permission to use the same sequence over and over again because you'd love to know what comes next in the sequence, right? You don't need anybody's permission to use the same sequence over and over again, because you've decided you want to know what comes next. I've had teachers, three different teachers tell me this past week, my mind goes blank when I teach. That can't be enjoyable. Like if I went in and taught my yoga class and every time I went in and taught my class, my mind went blank, how could I not go home and say to myself, like come home and say to Ben, oh my God, Ben, my mind's going blank every time I'm teaching yoga. Like there's got to be another way here. Like that has got to be a conversation people are having with themselves. And so I can show you how to avoid your mind going blank. But, you know, I'm telling you, you don't need permission to use the same sequence over and over again. You know, I want you to imagine if you all your life wanted to get a part in a Broadway show and you were an actress or an actor and you finally got this amazing part and you were going to, you know, you learned the lines and you went to the first performance and you nailed it and you loved it. And then you showed up the next day and the stagehand said, okay, here's the new script for tonight's performance. And you were like, what? I already know the script. I did the performance last night. Oh, no. We change the play every night. So now you have to learn this one. Like, this is what we're doing when we change our sequence all the time. We're that actor that's now showing up to do our performance. And it's like a brand new script. Okay, enough of that one. Next, you don't need permission to stop mirroring your students because it's just one more thing to think about. This came up in It Factor training this week. And the lovely Jessica said, oh my God, Karen, do you mean to tell me that I don't need to mirror my students anymore? And I'm like, Jessica, I'm not telling you, you're telling yourself. First of all, you're telling yourself you have to. And second of all, you're realizing now through our conversation in this training that you don't need to, that they can figure it out. People can get right from left. And who cares if they don't? They're there doing yoga. That's the bar we're trying to meet. Not that they quote unquote perfectly do it. Do the right side, do the left side. Like, that's not what we're focusing on here. I'm getting so fired up. I really need to take a chill pill. Apologies. But I get so passionate about this. I just get so passionate because, and my passion is driven by getting you out there teaching in a way that is completely seamless and easy for you. So again, this mirroring of students. And I remember Jessica in the It Factor training this week, she said, after we had this conversation about mirroring, she said, oh my God, Karen, I feel all this weight off my back now. Like, this is real comments from real teachers teaching real classes in person, weight off my shoulders. Imagine how amazing that feels. Okay, next, you don't need permission to cue less to the breath and more to the actions you want your students to take. This is driven by the reality that we have like 4 to 5 seconds per pose to tell them what we want them to do. If we spend 3 or 4 of those seconds telling them to breathe or integrating breathing cues with the actions, inhale, lift the right leg, exhale, step forward, it can bunch us up and we run out of time to tell them what we want them to do. That's the main thing. They will be breathing. They will be breathing. Yes, it is a breathing practice. Yes, it's important to focus on the breath. And you can do it, just flip the script. Give them the actions first and then cue them to the breath. Next, you don't need permission to stop going to that yoga teacher's class where you end up comparing yourself to her. This comes up over and over again where I talk to teachers and they do the comparison game. And it's always in the context of going to take someone else's class. And that's what they end up doing. And instead of giving themselves the grace and compassion that they deserve and simply not going to that person's class, they take it on as some personal deficit in them that, well, I'm a bad person because I'm being triggered by this yoga teacher and I need to just suck it up and keep going to her class. No, you don't. It is okay. You are human. You get triggered. So what? The worst thing you could do is keep going to that person's class, just like the worst thing you could do is keep following that person on Instagram. If you are connected to me on Instagram and I trigger you, don't follow me. Like, we don't need to keep putting our hand in the flame to then realize like that's not healthy for us. And I get it. We don't want to be quote unquote jealous. We don't want to be this. We don't want to be that. But honestly, my friend, as you grow as a teacher, into a more confident, empowered teacher, which I can show you how to do, which is everything that this episode is about, guess what? You're not going to care about her class. In fact, you're going to go and not be triggered because you're going to love how you're teaching. The triggering is happening because there's something in you that you feel is not meeting the mark of what you're capable of. And once you're there, it doesn't matter. Next thing, you don't need permission to stick to your game plan, even when someone tells you before class that they have an injury. This is an interesting one that I've heard a couple of times from teachers who tell me they go to teach their class, someone pulls them aside beforehand and says, oh, I just want to let you know I have a torn labrum, but my orthopedic says it's fine that I'm here. Or, oh, I just want to let you know I have a herniated disc, but my doctor says it's fine that I practice yoga. And you freak out. I don't mean you, but the teacher tells me she freaks out and she tosses her whole sequence she had come planned to do because she's afraid the person's going to get hurt. And so she's completely abandoning the whole sequence that she planned for everybody there because one person is saying that they have an injury. So, I mean, again, I want you to like appreciate, I get it in your heart or in the teacher's heart, she doesn't want the person to injure themselves more, but that's something you can't control. And that person is there of their own free will. In fact, we should be grateful that they're telling us what their injury is, but that gratitude cannot come now with a feeling of responsibility that we now feel like we have to have for them. We don't. It's just information. You're not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I can say I know a lot of stuff about medicine. I have probably more knowledge about stuff like this than the average yoga teacher. And even I say, great, thanks for telling me. Let's get after it and go into the class and teach it. But now you have maybe a little bit of a more eye on that person. Maybe you go over and offer them some props. Maybe you throw out to the general group some modifications with that specific person in mind, not calling them out specifically, but you get what I mean. So, I mean, this is what I mean about you don't need permission to say to that person, thank you so much, Joe, for telling me that. Let's go in and have a great class. I'll keep my eye on you. If anything comes up, just let me know. And then you just stick to your plan. The same scenario goes for, and I've heard this one this week. I go to teach my class. I notice in the first 5 minutes, there's someone in the class that's a raw beginner and no one else is a beginner. And I feel this compulsion to completely dilute the sequence I had planned to teach because that person's not going to be able to keep up. Same situation. That person is there of their own free will. In fact, what if that person's perception is, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm here in this class doing yoga. Like, this is what I mean. And I said at the beginning of this episode that people see the world through their own eyes. If you're looking at that student and you're thinking in your head, oh, woe is that student. Oh, I feel so badly for that student. Oh, I'm so worried about that student. Oh, that student's not having a good time. That's just your perception. That student could be on the mat falling all over the place and thinking, oh my God, I'm so excited to be here. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm doing it. I got off my butt. I'm doing yoga. Oh my God, I'm so excited to be surrounded by all these people that are really good at yoga. And look at me, I'm keeping up. Like, we can't put our perceptions on our students. They are there as whole humans of their own choice. And same with us. We don't control that stuff. The next thing, you don't need permission to walk around the room instead of practicing with them, even if they're beginners. So this gets to all the stuff about thinking you need to practice with your students, or your students are going to, you know, get lost in this, or students aren't going to know what to do, or especially if they're beginners, they need you. All of that is just a narrative. It's not true. Is it a problem if you practice with them? Of course not. But again, back to what I said at the beginning, let's say you don't feel well. Let's say you have an injury. Let's say you just don't want to practice with them. You decide what you're doing with your body and your approach to teaching. And honestly, if you have as the standard mode, I'm the kind of teacher who does the walk and talk, you can be that kind of teacher regardless of the students that you're teaching to. In fact, how amazing would those students feel knowing that you're just walking around and they're still getting it? You know, and again, this isn't an all or nothing. Sure, throw down a few demos every now and then. But it's just, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know the difference between completely doing the practice or just a couple demos here or there. So I'm not talking about that. I hope you know that. Okay, next thing. You don't need permission to leave the book at home and speak from your heart in Shavasana. Hey, I love a good yoga quote. I love a good passage from a book. I've read from books in my life. I've also probably not brought a book to yoga class for the past 10 years because I just gave it up. I was like, why am I doing this? I have stuff to say. I have stuff that I can say that's meaningful. I can speak from my wisdom. I can say a couple things at the end. And it's so much easier to not. I used to have this one teacher. She had said something to me a couple of months ago when she enrolled in my program. And she said, God, I spent all this time trying to find the perfect quote to say. You don't need to do that. You don't, like, all of what I'm impressing upon you in this conversation is that you don't need to do any of this stuff. And in not doing any of this stuff, I hope that you can appreciate how much easier it's going to be to teach. So easy, so seamless, so integrated into your life. No drama, no big deal, no up and down with the sympathetic nervous system, no, you know, inhaling your lunch on a day that you have to teach because you need an extra half an hour to redo your sequence before you teach at 6 o'clock. None of that needs to happen. And all of that happens in large part because of all this stuff that I'm talking about that people feel like they have to do. And I'm here to tell you, you do not need permission to not do any of this stuff. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. I am really fired up. But you know what? I'm fired up with love for what I do. And I'm fired up with a passion to share with you different things that you can experiment with, all in a desire to help you be the best yoga teacher possible that you can be. So we've made it to the end of this episode. If you are still listening, rock on. I see you. Thank you for sticking through this. And I want to, you know, just wrap up this by just reiterating, you know, a lot of the light bulb moments, a lot of the realizations, a lot of the amazing results that I shared today came from teachers that I'm working with this month of April, 2024, in my new It Factor training. I already told you about it at the beginning, why it's called It Factor. And I just want to reinforce for you, I mean, this is a very reasonable investment at $444. I have a passion for four these days. The yoga teacher confidence course I told you about at the beginning is 104. So for, you know, $444, you can get in on this It Factor training. You can sign up yourself, go to my Instagram profile, Stan Store link, It Factor training. And you know what? I'm feeling like I want to give you even more motivation to do it. So if you sign up for the It Factor training and send me an email with the word podcast offer It Factor training, I will send you a free copy of each of the books I wrote, which you can get on my website. One is called Stretched and one is called Structure and Spirit. So I'll throw both of those in as a bonus. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Go out there and rock it. I'll talk to you on the next episode. Namaste. Thanks for being here with me today. I hope you enjoyed it. And hey, one more thing. While I don't know you personally, I know what a yoga teacher looks like who's ready to work with me. She's ready to take action. She's looking for someone who has the answers she needs. She knows she's worth the investment. She can't wait to get all her prep time back. And she's excited to make a positive change. If that's you, DM me the words podcast offer to my Instagram, and I will give you a special incentive to work with me inside my signature program. My Instagram handle is Bare Bones Yoga. I can't wait to hear from you.